Disneyland, here we come. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm riding in your car this time. No? Why not? Oh, come on. We agreed on this. Yes, we did. We agreed that since your sister got to ride with you this morning, I get you all to myself this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Those are the rules. Rules that I made up at lunch. Yeah. Come on. Please? Okay. I know you didn't agree to anything, but I wore your sister down, and she said that I can ride with you. Also, I may already have told her that you were okay with it. Which is why she's in your family's car, which is just pulling out of the parking lot now. So, it looks to me like you don't have much of a choice. No. Come on. Don't call her. Please, put your phone away. I promise I won't annoy you. I just wanted someone new to talk to. That's it. I promise. Please? Pretty please? Yay! This is going to be so much fun. Are we there yet? I'm kidding. Just kidding. As if I'd want our time together to be over already. Your sister is so awesome for inviting me on this trip. Well, for relenting and helping me bug your parents to take me on this trip. I remember hearing about your family's trips to Disneyland every year since I was little, and I always wanted to come along so badly. Mm-hmm. It's like a dream to finally be invited, even if it took until I started college for it to actually happen. It's so nice. Even just riding in the front seat of your car, listening to the radio, watching the cars go by. What? All I did was put my hand on your thigh. I know what I said. This isn't annoying, is it? Me, just resting my hand down here. What's wrong? Doesn't it feel nice when I give you a little rub down there? Stop squirming. You're going to run us off the road. Weird? What's weird about it? All I'm doing is slowly and gently brushing my hand up and down your thigh. Oops. Sorry. Didn't mean to make you flinch like that. My hand must have gone a little too far in the wrong direction there. I wonder what that was, though. I definitely thought it was your leg. It felt just the same as what I had been touching. Long and stiff and... Hey. Watch the road, silly. Both hands on the wheel now. The freeway is packed, so there's no way we're stopping. You'd better concentrate. And just let me do what I want down there, okay? Nothing bad is going to happen. I promise. Besides, you don't want to cause an accident, do you? Oh, it would be my fault if you had an accident? No way. I'm barely even touching you. There's no way I could cause an accident. Except maybe The happy kind. Don't worry. I will be very gentle with you. Trust me. I would never do anything that might impair your driving. So, if you step squirming, just focus on the road and let me do what I want with you. Then I promise, the stretch of road will be the best ride of the whole entire trip. Eyes on the road. It's just a peck on the cheek. And the neck. I promise, I will let you know if I have any surprises for you later on. Oh my god. You feel so hard under there. How about we just... How many times do I have to tell you? Watch the road. All I'm doing is trying to make you a little more comfortable. We don't want any painful distractions down there, do we? Oh, wow. Oh my god. Your cock is so fucking beautiful. Let me just wrap my hand around it. I wanted to touch you like this for so freaking long. And it looks so much sexier up close too. Oh yeah, sure. I've seen it all before. A few times, actually. I know you know that I've had a crush on you for, like, ever. Whenever I could get away with it, I'd sneak out of your sister's room during sleepovers and catch a peek of you coming out of the shower late at night. I wanted to stuff this big, gorgeous dick down my throat since the first time I saw it. Don't act like you don't like what you're hearing. Look at how fucking hard you got just from me lightly patting you through your jeans. You love this, don't you, baby? What? You don't like it when I call you that? Baby. I know you do. You won't admit it, but I felt you twitch when I said it. You can be honest, you know. Tell me you like it when your little sister's best friend calls you that. It's like I'm your girlfriend. Just imagine that, baby. Imagine I'm your girlfriend, pumping your cock from the passenger seat while you drive us to Disneyland. I could be, you know. I could be your girlfriend for the weekend. The sweetest, sluttiest little girlfriend you've ever had. Would you like that, baby? I'd let you fuck me any way you want for the next 2 days, and your sister would never have to know. I'd just continue being my usual clingy self, and you could pretend you weren't interested, just like you always do. But the second she took her eyes off of us, I'd pull you away and into a toilet, and you could fuck my brains out. Yeah, it would be our little secret. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to get you nice and lubed up, so this hand job can feel even better than I know it already does. feel my hands slipping and sliding over you as I slowly stroke you up and down. There we go. Nice and soaping wet. Fuck yeah, baby. You look so sexy like this. Shiny and hard as a rock. My hand effortlessly sliding up and down the whole length of it. No, I promised. No surprises, baby. So here's your warning. I'm about to take your big, thick fucking dick in my mouth and give you the dirtiest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had. Remember, eyes on the road. Getting a road hat from your little sister's friend. Don't even try to deny it. I know you do. I can feel your cock throb every time I take the hat in my mouth. And you're dying to sneak a peek down here. To see my pretty little head buried in your crotch, drooling spit out the sides of my mouth like a filthy fucking whore. Well, don't. Just listen to me, baby. Keep your eyes glued on the road and just listen to me slobber on your big, gorgeous dick. Feels even better than I ever imagined. Mm-hmm. I can, yeah. Do you like it when I take it deeper in my throat, yeah? Yeah, when I swallow it out. Sucking and licking every inch of air caught. And when my throat is clenching so fucking tight around your shaft when I swallow it all. Are you gonna come? Oh, you are, aren't you? It's okay. Yes, go ahead. Bust a fat fucking nut down your sister's slutty little friend's throat. I want it. Give me that cum, baby. I want to taste it on my tongue all the way to the hotel. Then, when we get there, I'll get out, give your sisters a big, wet kiss on the cheek, and tell her how cool her brother is for letting me ride along in his car with him. Fuck. Okay, baby. I will shove your dick all the way down my nasty little throat once again and gag in it. And when I do, I want you to shoot a lot of your hard, thick fucking jizz right into my belly. Okay? Are you ready? Hold on tight, baby. Because I'm not going to stop until you empty your balls for me. Yeah. There you go. Not a drop gone to waste. Thank you, baby. Let me give you another pack on the cheek for being such a good driver while throat fucked myself for you. You're so tense. Was it all a little too much for you? You did come pretty hard. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, but I had to. I probably never would gotten another chance to do anything like this. And I wanted you so badly for so long. It's okay. How about I help you relax with a nice, slow hand job, huh? You deserve it. You look so cute like this, baby. eyes glazed over, ear cocks sticking, glistening with spit in the afternoon sun, growing soft in my hand as I stroke it up and... Oh, oh my god, look, it's your family scar. There's your sister. Hi. Come on, wait with me. Hi. Go on, baby, wave to her. It's not like she knows I just took a load of your chest down my throat, or that I've got my hand wrapped around your cock right now. Like I said, she never has to know. It's her little secret. So, go on, wave to your sister. Hi.